I hope you had a good night, good morning, a good noon. We're going to start today's program with the opening ceremony. We have with us José Azúa, the chairman of the local organizing committee, far left over there. Close to him, Mercedes Vinuesa. She's the public health director of the Ministry of Health, Social Services and Equity in the government of Spain on behalf of the Minister of Health. In the middle, we've got Rafael Bengoa, the Minister of Health and Consumer Affairs of the Basque government. Clifford Goodman, HTAI president. And to his right, Guy Mather, International Scientific Program Committee chairman. José, your turn.
Ladies and gentlemen, honored guests, on behalf of the host organization, the Basque Department of Health and Consumer Affairs, and the Basque Office of Health Technology Assessment, Osteba, we would like to extend an ongi etorri gure herrira, a welcome to our country to the 9th annual meeting of HTAI. For us, it's such a tremendous honor to have organized this conference in the city of Bilbao, after so many years attending ISTAC and HTI conference, finally we are all here in my hometown. We would like to call your attention to our meeting program, Integration of Care. Although always in the agenda, it has become a major issue in recent discussions about healthcare systems. These claims have put the citizen in the center of the system and integration of care as a possible holistic approach to sustainability. In fact, supply-driven management systems are gradually being replaced by integrated demand client-driven system, and the healthcare sector should not be an exception. HTA world should not only be aware of new challenges such as personalized medicine and possible technological solutions as the ICTs, but should also work close together with decision makers to ensure a correct return on investments and allocation of resources, including disinvestment of these health technologies in low or not added value. We are proud of our International Scientific Committee and the individual contributions that have allowed us to beat all records on numbers of proposals received, more than 900 abstracts, and around almost 1,300 attendees, and offer a high-quality scientific meeting to healthcare practitioners, researchers, policymakers, managers and administrators, industry representatives, consumer organizations, consultancies, and other stakeholders in the health sector. The program gives us a chance to network and hopefully also to take some time to enjoy the social program and the city's many attractions like museums, cultural activities, cuisine, and lively nightlife, as well as the friendly atmosphere and the best of the Basque cultural heritage. This meeting would not have been possible without the support of our many sponsors, institutions, including the Spanish HTI units, agencies, and the HTAI Society, and the large number of individuals who have worked to make this meeting happen. We have no doubt that their contributions will make it a complete success. Finally, on Osteba's 20th anniversary, we would like to share with you our happiness and our pride at being the host organization of this conference on behalf of HTAI. Let us be your guide in Bilbao, or, as we said in our ancient mother tongue, zure bideko laguna. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker, Guy Madern, from the International Scientific Program Committee Chairman. Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, honoured guests, I had prepared a 25-minute talk for you, but apparently that's not allowed. So I, as the scientific chair of this meeting, would just like to once again endorse everyone else's welcome. It's an enormous amount of work putting together a scientific program for one of these meetings, and the local organising committee has done an unbelievable job in pulling together something which I think has significant contributions for everyone. As Jose said, we've had almost 1,000 abstracts which had to be sorted through and put into oral or poster presentations. We had in excess of 88 requests for panel sessions, and we chose some 33 of those to be presented. And that was an extremely difficult decision, and a lot of the decision was about balancing so that there was not an over-representation in one area vis-a-vis others. We have had putting together the plenaries has taken an enormous amount of thought and preparation because, again, we need to try and make sure there's something at this meeting for everyone. We are not here to push or represent one area over another. So I hope that you will find this meeting has built on all of our others and is even better than previous ones. I don't think there's a need for us to consider making the meeting longer or bigger. I think our focus should be on improving the quality and the diversity, and I think we've gone some way on this occasion, and we would welcome any feedback you have to us on how we can do it even better next time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Clifford Goodman, HTAI President.
Thank you very much, and thank you, and with great regards to the Honorable Minister, other officials here, and my colleagues. What are we doing here right now? What you're doing here right now is a result in great measure of a number of important, forceful trends in this part of the world and elsewhere. There are a variety of factors that contribute to the greater and increasing demand for health technology assessment, not just HTA, average or per se, it's advancing the state of the art. Looking around the world at our membership and the need for us to do what we do well is a tremendous growth in the middle class in developing nations. A few points increase or decrease in the economy of a country as large as China can put tens and hundreds of millions of people from the lower class into the middle class and make them high demanders of healthcare services. Across many of our nations, the populations are aging rapidly, even as the younger populations in some way are decreasing, putting much great pressure on healthcare services for the aging. With that comes great increases in chronic diseases, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, certain versions of cancer. Furthermore, there's a continued scientific advance, this great front of scientific and technological advances that are increasing the availability and potential utility of a variety of healthcare technologies, accompanied by very strong marketing efforts to get those technologies adopted and used and reimbursed. Further, we see large variations in healthcare practice among our countries, which suggests to us that they can't all be right. Something's missing with regard to evidence. Furthermore, we see off-label uses of pharmaceuticals, medical devices, and biologics, which points to cases where we don't know enough about how well these things are working in the real world. They haven't been validated in many cases. Furthermore, we see inappropriate use of healthcare technology, overuse, underuse, improper use. Then there are concerns about the social, ethical, legal, and political impacts of healthcare technology that arise, these unintended potential consequences of technology. And finally, and we're all acutely aware of this, are the rising healthcare costs in an acutely constrained, austere economic environment. If ever there was a reason to make informed, compassionate choices about resource allocation and healthcare and society more broadly, that is time is now, and it demands your insight, vision, analytical expertise, and ability to share important messages. On our field, there's tremendous and appropriate increasing demand for transparency and accountability. Furthermore, for us to do these jobs well, we have to ensure that we continue to advance the state of the art, and not just advance the state of the art, but share our knowledge about the state of the art with our colleagues at this meeting and furthermore abroad throughout the world. So this meeting, more than any other that I know I attend every year, is the most important crucible of knowledge bearing and sharing that we can bring to bear to meet these important challenges in healthcare and healthcare technology around the world. I'm glad you're here. It's great to see you, and I'm sure we'll have a great meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Goodman. Our next speaker will be Mrs. Mercedes Vinuesa, Public Health Director of the Ministry of Health, Social Services and Equity in the Government of Spain.
Consejero, autoridades, organizadores del Congreso, sociedades científicas, instituciones, congresistas, buenos días a todos. Good morning. En nombre de la ministra de Sanidad, Servicios Sociales e Igualdad, agradecer en primer lugar a los organizadores poder participar de este acto de inauguración y estar aquí con ustedes y aprovechar para darles la bienvenida a esta tierra, especialmente a los venidos de otros orígenes y de otras latitudes, a este Congreso HTAI. Se congregan aquí en Bilbao a los mejores expertos internacionales que producen, utilizan, trabajan en evaluación de tecnología sanitaria. Se trata de una oportunidad. Los congresos habitualmente son oportunidades únicas para la reflexión y el debate, en la orientación, el contenido y el procedimiento. Además, se presentarán experiencias innovadoras y la innovación es una de las claves del avance en el conocimiento. En los informes de evaluación de tecnología sanitaria se proporcionan respuestas a las preguntas planteadas por los diferentes actores en un escenario múltiple. Por tanto, los informes no solamente son útiles para la asistencia clínica, para el nivel más básico de la asistencia, sino que sirven también para la administración, para el nivel público o privado y también para los ciudadanos. Todas estas experiencias y el conocimiento recaudado se deben de volcar en el Sistema Nacional de Salud. Esta es la pretensión, e influir de manera directa en la prestación sanitaria de los próximos años. Ser un puente entre la evidencia y la toma de decisiones. En momentos de dificultad económica mundial como el que vivimos, es preciso actuar y adquiere mayor relevancia la evaluación de tecnología sanitaria. Nos ayuda a nuestra actuación. Desde el Ministerio se ha querido reforzar la excelente labor y el trabajo de las agencias en España, constituyendo e impulsando la creación de la Red Española de Agencias de Evaluación de Tecnología y Prestaciones del Sistema Nacional de Salud. Les daremos viva cuenta, seguro, de la red y de los trabajos que ustedes conocen por separado de cada una de las agencias. Hablemos del lema del Congreso: cuidados integrados para un sistema centrado en el paciente. Los responsables de las administraciones nos enfrentamos a estos retos: integrar y promover sistemas de salud orientados a las personas. Son dos puntos de vista que nos llevan a solucionar y a visionar búsqueda de instrumentos tecnológicos que ayuden tanto a pacientes como a profesionales y que estén orientados en las necesidades reales. En este sentido, la atención integral adquiere una especial relevancia con el manejo de los enfermos crónicos y su implantación requiere adaptar sistemas sanitarios y adaptaciones al sistema que garanticen nuestro compromiso y la ayuda al profesional, a la herramienta directa para la gestión. Como saben, esta es una preocupación común en España, el abordaje de las enfermedades crónicas. Se ha impulsado desde el Ministerio la elaboración de una estrategia en el abordaje de la cronicidad, recogiendo el conocimiento y la experiencia de sociedades científicas y además de los expertos de las comunidades autónomas, entre ellos los de esta comunidad, que está desarrollando un trabajo preferente en este área. Las agencias de evaluación de tecnologías contribuirán de manera decisiva en la implementación de esta estrategia. Quiero decirles que entre todos tenemos que realizar un enorme esfuerzo en conformar un sistema sanitario viable y sostenible, que no suponga en ningún caso ninguna merma para la calidad en la prestación de los servicios. Para ello, debemos de aplicar el rigor científico-técnico y la austeridad en el gasto, aumentando el coste-oportunidad del sistema. Se trata de sumar esfuerzos. Quiero finalizar así la intervención expresando la enorme confianza en el buen hacer de todos los profesionales sanitarios y deseando a todos los asistentes en el Congreso que la participación sea muy provechosa. Sus conocimientos, análisis y aportaciones contribuirán sin duda en la mejora de la salud individual y colectiva. Buenos días, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Vinuesa. And last but not least, Dr. Rafael Bengoa, he's the Minister of Health and Consumer Affairs in the Basque Government.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Basque Country and to Spain. thank you for choosing the Basque Country for your Congress. And thank you to Dr. Asua and his team for organizing this complex meeting. I just want to take advantage of the few minutes I have up here to give you a feeling of what we're doing here in the Basque Country, as well as in other parts of Spain. The same things are going on. But I wanted to make sure that, apart from seeing the city and talking about HTA, you got a feeling of the other things that are happening, which I think are important for the healthcare system that we're trying to build. In this country, I'm talking about Spain, but also the Basque Country, we have a fairly good healthcare setup. It is not yet a system, though. We call it a system, but if there's something that it isn't, it's a system. It may look like one because we have hospitals, we have primary care, we have social care and infrastructure, we have technologies and personnel. But all these elements do not work together. That is the challenge from now on. So, of course, the theme you have chosen for this meeting on integrated care and patient-centered systems is extremely relevant for the years to come. This is so because, I don't know about your countries, but in this one, we still live in a silo logic. All of our medicine, our prevention is still siloed, and we cannot, for many reasons, accomplish this more integrated approach. What is really interesting, though, in the past 10 years from many of the countries that you represent here, from both sides of the world, also from Orient, there's a whole bunch of solutions which are beginning to tell us how. So apart from the issues you're going to be discussing, we're beginning to have at the policy level, a much deeper understanding of how to move ahead. And that is cause for optimism, and I think this is very important. As I was saying, this sort of non-system approach has many consequences. The main one is that we still offer our patients fragmented and passive care. This has huge clinical and managerial implications, mostly bad ones. Outcomes are not what they should be yet. Although our system has strong points, and I think you'll be listening to some of them, we need to avoid, of course, a certain level of complacency that we've been having in this country, and we need to move forward. We obviously then have to move to a system which actually does deliver the themes of your Congress: patient-centeredness and integrated care. Like other European countries, at least I think we have moved way ahead in many ways in relation to the access equity issues, but we still have quality, variability, and sustainability problem in front of us. A good part of that is a managerial and a productivity challenge. So apart from being necessary to improve patient care, a different approach to delivering healthcare gives us some leads into the management and efficiency challenges we all have. In this part of the country, we have started that journey. I won't bore you with the changes that we've been undertaken in the last 3 years. They're outside in the stand of the Basque Country, and it's called the Strategy for Chronicity in the Basque Country. And it tries to address, through a whole battery of aligned projects, the challenge and the problem that I just mentioned. What I do want to share with you is the implementation challenges that we're finding as to move ahead, because many of those implementation challenges have a lot to do with HTA. Now, in the past 3 years, we've done two things in policy terms and management terms in order to deliver a more sort of patient-centered system. The first thing, of course, we've gone for, because of the crisis situation I think we're all in, is go for the low-hanging fruit. Now, that is interesting, and wherever one looks around the world, everybody's doing more or less the same thing. Whether it's more generic prescriptions, centralization of purchases, tougher conditions on salaries, increased productivity of clinical processes, etc. The trouble with that is that it doesn't change almost anything. It makes you, as a minister, survive the budget approach that year, but it actually doesn't change the way we deliver medicine or the way we deliver prevention. So although I survive financially year to year, more or less, it doesn't transform what we all, I think, now know we need to transform. So in 2009, we started to say, well, apart from going for the low-hanging fruit, we better go for the high-hanging fruit. Now, that is much tougher to deliver. That's why it's called high-hanging fruit. But basically, it is an extremely difficult challenge, but there are elements around many of the countries sitting in the room which gives us a lot of hope, because a lot of people are pulling it off. So I think internationally this transformative agenda is beginning to happen, and so we have a lot to learn from each other. There is much more know-how, more models and tools to advance towards this high-hanging fruit. Part of that know-how is going to be shared in this Congress. The common denominator in many of these countries, when one looks at it in policy terms, is that many more countries, whether they're organized in insurance systems or whether they're NHS type of systems or more private systems, I think everybody's trying to have a broader population focus. And that population focus also is beginning to happen at the local level. Now, in countries which, like ours, which are geographically planned, we have specific areas where you have infrastructure and healthcare. It seems to be easier to organize than perhaps in more insurance-based systems. But what's really interesting is that everybody is taking this direction of travel. Everybody seems to be trying to bring together the pieces at the local level under a population focus. Some people call it microsystem, some people call it the triple aim, some people call it an ecosystem in some other parts of Europe. They all are basically the same thing. And we are leaning on a lot of that know-how in order to move forward here in the Basque Country on a population of 2.2 million. This change agenda, as I was saying, has one big difficulty. It is not traditional management stuff. We don't know how to do it. And since we don't know how to do it, what we need to do is launch local innovation. Because the people who are living in the delivery at the delivery level know much better than us at the policy level, whether it's the Ministry of Health or whether it's a regional minister or whether it's a macro manager of some type, much better than us how to innovate locally and find solutions at that. That's why this concept of localism and this concept of developing some sort of microsystem is so powerful. There, we're beginning to see how to match this population agenda, the, let's call it the medical, and the efficiency drive. Now, since that is the trickiest bit, and we don't really know how, I just wanted to tell you two or three things about what we are trying to do. Now, we are having difficulties with this transformation. I hope everybody is, because otherwise I think it means that they're not doing it, if they're not having difficulties. For example, we're having difficulties moving resources from hospitals to primary care, but we are doing it. Slowly, but we're doing it. We have difficulties empowering patients. We're beginning to know how, but we are doing it. We are having difficulties integrating care among the different elements in that microsystem, but we are doing it. We have more and more examples of how to move forward. For example, we have more and more projects of health professionals are now looking out rather than in their organizations to find solutions more and more. That is may not seem like a big leap forward, but for us it is a very big leap forward. There are doctors and nurses now who say, I know who the person in primary care is, hospital doctors saying, I know who the person is. We actually have doctors now talking to each other across different structures of care. We are having difficulties also scaling up, like I suppose everybody is, interesting results from our pilot experiences, whether it's on telecare or other technological issues. But basically, we are expanding little by little, but we have this scalability issue. Apart from that, we've, I think, developed many tools to help integrate and to lead things toward more of a patient-centered system away from this fragmented system that we still have. We have risk stratification now set up here in the Basque region for the whole population so we can target better. We have electronic medical records. So I think these things are up and running now. And these are key things. But they will all play a key role. But there's one issue which is beginning to rise above the rest as the key moving force. It is a different way local leaders are doing their leadership, the way they're managing. I'm not sure whether one can call leadership a technology. I'm not even sure whether HTA has it on its radar in terms of things to be evaluated. But I think it's important to see that in the months and years to come, we will need a much more collective approach to leadership. Otherwise, you can't build these microsystems. Otherwise, you can't bring people together. That cannot be done top-down. It has to be done locally by this more shared leadership approach. It's a type of leadership that can work across organizations in local systems with colleagues, for example, with social care and with representatives of patients' organizations. This is about organizations working together in that local system. We believe that only they can find, as I was saying before, the best local solutions. This therefore implies launching from the policy perspective, from the macro managers, a bottom-up approach. Now that, I'm not sure in your country, but in this country, is not a cultural, it's a counterintuitive issue. People like top-down in this country. We think part of the key solutions is gonna be bottom-up. Now in conclusion, therefore, as we just heard before, demand for healthcare will increase by about 20% in the next 5 years. Here and I think in other places for the reasons that were mentioned, demography and that. Most of it will be around chronic conditions. Resources will not increase anywhere near that level of demand. We therefore need to deliver better outcomes with more or less the same resources. So this must mean doing things in a very different way. And for us, it means doing much more at home with a lot of technological support, much more in primary care, and less in hospitals. Basically, that's the trend. We've been talking about this for 20 years, but now the problem is that we can no longer live in denial. We just have to do it. Now, this implies a big shift for people like yourselves who help policymakers take decisions and the types of evaluations the HTA organizations have to pull off. Because most policymakers, as I was saying before, don't really know how to reconfigure a health system. So I think the work that you're about to share in this meeting and the issues that you're going to be deciding to evaluate, I think hopefully should be looking much more in the direction of this trend of more at home, more in the community, more in primary care, and less in hospitals. Something which, by the way, is very positive for hospitals, although many of them do not live it that way. There is, as I was saying, no longer the option of not transforming care. And at least in this country, the alternative, if one does not pull this off, this transformation of care, the alternative is to start cutting entitlements. Start saying people do not have access to things they've had access to. And therefore, I think that is not something we want to happen. And therefore, that's what I was saying. We need to move forward on the transformation of care. Lastly, we are learning a lot and fast with colleagues from other countries. That's why we're very grateful for you to be around. A lot of the things you'll say here are going to be useful for us. And that is why we keep on attracting key congresses like this one to the Basque Country, which we hope will help us spread innovation. Thank you again, all of you, for coming so far to share your knowledge with all of us. Thank you.